the enemies of good conversation. First, let's deal with the enemies of good conversation that make you withdraw love units from each other's love bank. Enemy number one, using conversation to get your way at your spouse's expense. There's nothing wrong with asking for what you want from each other, but when your requests turn into demands, you've turned a corner that leads to love bank withdrawals. Whenever you make a demand, you're telling your spouse you don't really care how he or she feels when fulfilling it. You want what you want, and that's all that matters. Of course, you may have 50 reasons why it's just and proper for your spouse to give you what you want, but the bottom line is that you want your way, even if it is at your spouse's expense. I guarantee you, such conversation withdraws love units. Demands do more than destroy your spouse's love for you, however. They also make it less likely that your spouse will do what you want at some later date. Even if you manage to make your spouse obey your command this time, you can bet that he or she will be on guard next time and attack fire with fire. A fight is almost sure to be the result of your demand, if not this time, next time. Demands are not only the enemies of good conversation, they are also very foolish ways of getting what you may need and even deserve in your marriage. Enemy number two, using conversation to punish each other. Verbally punishing your spouse makes major love bank withdrawals. It's nothing short of mental and emotional abuse. Frequently, it causes more harm than physical abuse. I have witnessed cases in which couples have developed key phrases especially designed to hurt each other. Once a partner utters such a phrase, name-calling begins, and both lose all control, blasting each other with every hurtful expression that comes to mind. In most non-marital relationships, it is usually avoided, but in marriage, avoidance is impossible. Over time, resentment from past verbal battles causes a married couple to hate each other. If you feel angry and resentful, express your feelings by describing your expectations to your spouse. But remember, don't ever use verbal punishment. It only makes your spouse less willing to meet your needs in the future. Enemy number three, using conversation to force agreement to your way of thinking. Very few conversations are more irritating than those in which someone tries to force his opinion on you. This person seems unable to grasp the value of your right to make decisions. If you want your spouse to understand your feelings, you must express them somehow. But the accommodation of your feelings should not require your spouse's loss of personal values or judgment. Never force your spouse to agree with you. If you cannot come to an agreement, learn to respect your husband's or wife's opinion and try to gain a greater understanding of its background. In the end, such respect will gain you a greater opportunity to share your position without risking withdrawals from the love bank. Enemy number four, dwelling on mistakes, past or present. In or outside marriage, most people resent denunciations, criticism, or corrections. If others tell us we have made a mistake, we often try to justify our failure or cast blame elsewhere. On the other hand, if someone we care for explains that he or she would like us to meet a personal need, we are usually willing to help. As long as we are not criticized, we can willingly accommodate others with some change in our behavior. Mistakes are difficult to prove. What one person might call a mistake can seem correct from another's perspective. On the other hand, failure to meet the needs of another comes across more clearly. If my wife, Joyce, tells me that I am irritating, I should accept her statement at face value. After all, she is the best judge of her own feelings. When she makes such a comment, she has not necessarily criticized me. Instead, she has revealed the impact of my behavior on her feelings. My care for her is a gift, not a requirement. If I care for her feelings, I want her to help me learn how to behave in a way that meets her needs. But if she demands these changes in my behavior, she takes my generosity and care for granted, and it makes me feel defensive. Harley's third law of marriage sums it up this way: caring partners converse in a caring way.